Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Yoma, and in fact, finishing the fifth parak of Maseches Yoma, we are up to Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So Mishnah Vav tells us, he's al teorosh on the Mizbeach Sheva Pamim. After the Kohen Gadol put the blood on the corners of the Mizbeach, he sprinkled blood on the clean area that was on top of the Mizbeach HaPinimi 7 times. V'sheri Adama Yishavich al Yisod Mina Rav Yisham Mizbeach Chitzon. And then whatever blood was left over, he would pour into the Mizbeach HaChitzon, into the western side of the Yesod of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So the leftover blood of all of the Chataos HaPinimios is poured on the western Yesod of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. V'sham Mizbeach HaChitzon Yishofech Al Yisod Dromi. The blood that was left on the, that was left over from the Mizbeach HaChitzon where you put the blood on the Mizbeach HaChitzon is poured into the southern Yesod of that Mizbeach. Eilu Eilu Masarvim Ba'amav Yosel Nachal Kidron V'nim Karin La'ganonin La'zevel. But either way, all the extra blood that was poured on the Yisod of the Mizbeach would join together in the canal that ran through the Azara and flowed into Nachal Kidron, where they were sold by the Gizbari Hagdish to gardeners who would use that blood as fertilizer in their gardens. And if someone uses them without paying for them, then that's considered to be property of Hagdish, and therefore it's subject to Mi'ila. So Mishnah Vav just basically taught us about the where the extra blood came from, the blood that was supposed to be on the Mizbeach HaPinimi, and the extra blood came from the blood that was on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and what they would do with it, which part of the Yesod they would pour it into. Now, Mishnah Zayin tells us that the Avodah that was done by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to be done in a particular order. Kol Ma'aseh Yom HaKippur Ma'amor Al HaSeder. All the Yom Kippur Avodos that we mentioned up until now is in a specific order. Im Hikdim Ma'aseh L'Chaveru Lo Osa Klum. And if you did it in the wrong order, he accomplishes nothing. If you do something, if you're makdim that which is supposed to be mu'uchar, it's puzzle, and you're going to have to do it again. Hikdim damasar l'damapar, yachsar v'yazam damasar l'yachar damapar. If, for example, he sprinkled the dam of the sa'ir before, by the parochas, before the dam hapar, so then he's going to have to do the damasar all over again. And now the Mishnah tells us, what do you do if the blood spills out? V'imat shalo gamar sam tanos shebif if before he finishes doing all the matanas that he's supposed to do, bifnim, the blood of either the bull, either the par, or the sa'ir spills out, he has to get other blood, meaning he has to go to the azara, shecht another bull or another sa'ir, and do it all over again with the blood of that new animal. And the same is true if the blood of the par, or the blood of the sa'ir, spilled before he did any of the sprinklings that he's supposed to do toward the parochas. When he's in the heichel, he's going to have to shecht another animal and do it all over again. V'chein b'mizbeach hazav, and the same is true if any of the dam spills before he does any of the 11 placements of dam on the mizbeach hazav. You're gonna have to shecht both a bull and a sa'ir, mix their blood, and use that to do the placements of dam on the mizbeach hazav. Shekulan kapara b'fnei atzman, but you don't have to repeat any of the previous avodos. Meaning, if you already did all the sprinklings in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and all the sprinklings toward the parochas, and he just didn't get to do the sprinklings with the Mizbeach Azov, so he has to shecht a new par and a new sa'ir, but he only has to use that blood from the Mizbeach Azov. He doesn't have to go back to do the other things, because those were independent avodos. Now, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Mimakam Shapasak Misham Humaschil, that you don't have to go back to the beginning of whatever set of matanos you were doing. Meaning, if you were right in the middle, you had done, you're up to sprinkling number 4 toward the parochas, you just pick up from there. You don't have to restart that entire set all over again. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hey, we said that he would sprinkle the dam of the par on the mixture of dam par and dam sa'ir on the open part of the mizbeach hapnimi 7 times, and the shiari adam would be poured, the shiari adam from that which was put on the mizbeach hapnimi would be poured in the western yesod of the mizbeach hachitzon. Whatever leftover dam there was from mizbeach hachitzon kind of avodos, they would pour on the southern yesod, in the southern yesod of the mizbeach hachitzon. But either way, it all got mixed together in the canal melon was ended up being sold to gardeners to use as fertilizer. It had to be sold, and it wasn't given. They paid money for it so that they didn't violate Mi'ila. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that every avoda that we described had to be done in the right order. If you do it out of order, you're going to have to do it again. If they brought the Dama Sa'ir before the Dama Par to sprinkle toward the Parochas, you're going to have to do that set of sprinkling again. And that's true in the Kodesh HaKadoshim as well. And if you didn't, and if it spilled out, you're going to have to redo that whole set of sprinklings. But Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon disagree, and they say that if it spills, you know, while you do have to shecht other animals, you don't have to redo that whole set of sprinklings. You could just pick up exactly where you left off. Okay, but from tomorrow, we will pick up with Perek Vav.